Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Our buddy Steve Hawk has stepped in. Kevin's not here today, so Steve's here. Hello, buddy.
Hi there. Thanks for the invite.
You're very welcome. Always great to have you.
I love being down the hall from this studio. It's like an open invitation.
I do, too. It's a few steps away, and then you come in and get asked, have you seen The Big Lebowski?
And my answer was, what? No.
You ever seen that movie?
I have not.
Are you a bowling fan?
I am not a huge bowling fan, and it's not as if I'm against it.
Bowling?
I just haven't. Yeah. Well, right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm just, no, I haven't.
Yeah.
And you're against The Big Lebowski?
No, I'm not against anything.
Have you ever seen Shawshank Redemption?
I'm against that. What's that about?
Prison.
No, I know, prison. No. You know what? No. You know what? No.
You haven't seen...
It's embarrassing, and I feel bad, and I feel like, oh, don't tell anybody.
Because so you're the guy who's kind of like I am in a sense where you just haven't seen a lot of movies that everybody's seen.
I think I've seen parts of that, but I have never been like the sit-down 3.5 hour. I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to, so I can say, I've seen it.
Right. So what do you think the most... I guess, watched movie or popular movie that you haven't seen that you're like, oh, everybody's seen that. And then, people always go, you haven't seen that?
Right. I can think of a couple.
Okay.
Casablanca.
Yeah, I'm with you. I haven't seen it.
Okay. I feel like everybody is. Maybe just the old people.
It's so funny that you say that because my daughter was at Casablanca, wherever that is. She's over there touring and, you know.
It's in Oregon, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. And then.
Just over the state line?
She was actually watching the movie while she was there.
Really?
Yeah. And
that's
she,
weird.
And my wife did the same thing. She goes, isn't that a movie? I'm like, see, we just don't even know.
So your wife hasn't seen it either?
Oh, no.
Okay, I feel better.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Here's one. Miracle on 42nd.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that one either. Yeah,
Miracle on 3rd?
34th Street?
I think it's on 29th. Miracle on 29th.
Oh, it's a Spokane. It's a Spokane version. Miracle on Freya.
I haven't seen that one either.
No one's seen that one. I think 34th is the movie, but let's go with 29th, just for the fun of it.
I like that one, too.
Yeah.
No, haven't seen that.
I've not seen that either. Okay, don't feel bad. And is it because you think...
Thelma and Louise... Never seen it. Never wanted to.
Okay. All right. Now, I have seen that one.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember why. I think maybe just on TV or something.
I saw a Julia Child movie, so I can't give you a bad time about
that. Wow. Okay. That's different. I feel like there was a time when it was, I don't know. First of all, the movies back then, like how long did it take to get that movie for free? I mean, it's not like it streamed 34 days later.
I don't remember getting movies for free back then.
Well, I don't think we did. I mean, it was like, 10 years later, you can watch it on TV on a Sunday night on ABC or something. But
maybe if you rented 10 from Blockbuster, you got a free
one. Oh, maybe. Yeah, that was it. Because you would go rent them. Yeah. That was a big deal, though, when you rented them. It was like, oh, man, movie night, let's go. And there's 40 other people in the store, and you're like, oh, I hope there's a copy left.
Better be rewound when I get it. I'm going to be mad.
Be kind, rewind, man.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I'm old.
I don't feel bad. I feel like those movies, you know, then people are so funny, too, because they'll be like, oh, I've never seen Fight Club. And they're like, you've never seen Fight Club? Right. They're just immediately judging you like you're a terrible human. You're like, no, I'm sorry. I mean, you can ask me and be aghast, but no.
I don't think I saw Beverly Hills Cop 3, 4, 2.
Okay, well, no one else did either, okay, so you're fine. Okay, yeah,
that doesn't count.
Okay, I got to ask you, which one is more binding, Pinky Promise or Pinky Swear? I know. Hard-hitting questions only today.
I'm going to go with Pinky Promise.
Pinky Promise is more binding because you break a promise. It's
right.
Like, Pinky Swear doesn't feel like it's as...
Yeah, it's more of just like, are you telling the truth? Yeah, I Pinky Swear.
Right.
But Pinky Promise, it's more of...
Promise carries more weight, probably.
I think swearing. Didn't I do that when, like, in the fourth grade? No, I pinky promise. I'll give you a ring later.
So not like an adult like Steve does.
Well,
producer Steve.
I don't think so. No, I did mine in the fourth grade. He did his yesterday.
Let's calm down, Steve. I mean, I think it's a Steve and Kevin thing. I don't know what's going on in there, but yeah, there's a lot of pinky promising, pinky swearing going on in the other room.
Was it the promise? Is that the one that holds the most weight?
We put it on the poll. I haven't, I'll see right now. Let me check the poll, see what it says, Steve. We've got the inquiring minds want to know. Promise is, promise is winning. Yeah.
Yeah.
80-20.
Yeah. That is surprising because don't you think that swear is more of a ferocious word?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Ferocious word.
That's a great choice right there.
I swear I didn't do that.
I pinky swear. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the pinky swear is newer. Pinky promise is older. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's
I don't
right.
know why. It just for whatever reason, promise sounds better, works better for me.
You have a school-aged child.
Yeah, I do.
And how is the, wow, how is the adjusting to schedule going?
It's going pretty good, actually.
Yeah, he's an easy wake-up or no?
Yeah, he is. He gets up on his own.
That's amazing.
He's, for, you know, for right now, he's still excited to be, it's first week.
Okay,
he's
I get it.
He's a middle schooler, yeah?
Yeah. And so well,
that's still pretty darn he's good.
Upperclassman at the middle school is
yeah,
that a thing?
Yeah, well, sure, yeah. Seventh grade then or eighth. Something? Oh, because yeah, they do the, they break yeah. it up in the
wait. Six, seven, eight.
Oh, okay. Old school,
yeah. So he's upperclassman at the middle school, so he's excited still.
Yeah,
give it. You know, we'll see next Monday.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, you're still entitled to have a Monday as a middle schooler.
Yeah, and he's got this tough schedule, too. I just look at his schedule and I'm like, whoa.
Really? Like, you mean the classes
yeah,
themselves?
Oh, just wow. looking at the, okay, six periods and like, bang, hard,
yeah,
hard.
Yeah. I also think middle school.
Sixth period, you're a TA. Okay, well, that's a cool way to end the day.
Yeah, that is cool. Middle school's rough, man. I feel like middle school's the worst.
Gosh, it really is. Just setting you up. It's like yeah. English, math, honors English, honors math. I'm like, wait, can I have lunch?
Headache, Tylenol, nap, TA.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
What is TA?
Teacher's assistant or teacher's aide. Yeah, you just, you assist the teacher in doing.
They have that in middle school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. All of my children took advantage of that, the bad class, of course. Quote unquote class. Yeah.
My kid was looking at me, he was like, what did you do? It's like, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
I got involved in band.
Right.
And when I was in high school, I was like, okay, we got this band class. We're going to do an orchestra band. We're going to do a jazz band. We're going to do a marching band. Look at that GPA shoot up.
You were in all of those.
Yeah, baby.
That's quite the run of a schedule. Well, no wonder your son's schedule's looking so tough to you.
Back in the day, back in the valley?
You bet.
Music it up, baby. Let's go. Valley math is just, you know, marching band or something.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
You had to count.
We had a good time. Oh, we had a good band.
That's hilarious. Oh, I can't ask you the iPhone question because I learned today that you can send a text, iPhone to iPhone, you can send a text, and then if you make a mistake, like if you typo or something, you can go back even after they've opened it and correct it.
What?
I didn't know that. But you don't have an iPhone.
No.
Right? Yeah.
So you can text it, but so I can read it and yes. it'll be wrong, and then I look at it 20 minutes later and it will be corrected.
That's right. That's correct. Isn't that weird?
Interesting.
But you can still see the original, though.
You could touch, well, I mean, unless it was instantaneous. Now, again, if you hadn't read it,
right,
you would never know I made a mistake. Right. Although it does say edited. So you, and if you touch where it says edited, it'll show you the unedited version. I was just curious, like if you text, say you text and it typos or whatever it is.
Yep.
And do you correct? Do you send the correction text? Or is it not always? Does it depend on who you're texting? Like if you text, I don't know, your mom. You'd send the correction because you don't know if she can figure it out.
I'm starting to not send as many corrections. Just deal with it. You can figure it out.
If you can't figure it out, then whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if it wasn't that big of a mistake.
Right.
You know, I didn't say anything dumb or it didn't come out like completely wrong.
Yeah. Like the other day, that was just like the one I said with Steve. I went to text him and it said test and said, hey, well, let's do a text segment. And it said test segment. And I figured he'd get it. You know, it's one letter.
Right.
But I didn't send a correction. And he didn't get it, and it was terrible. But, you know, that was my mistake.
Yeah, I don't know. You're bad. I don't know that I would go back and correct that many of them. And especially if it's going to say edited.
Yeah, because then it feels like, well, yeah.
And then you have just alerting the person that something
is
different.
Oh, what did you say?
Right.
Oh, I wonder what they did say.
And now there's going to be this back and forth, like, what did you say? Nothing. Right. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Are you sure you don't? Oh, my. Turn off the phone.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you going to actually tell somebody or are you just going to go onto like Nextdoor app?
No.
And just rant?
That one doesn't really help me out any. I don't even look at that one.
Kevin James.
But what if you press real hard on the keyboard?
Well, then
all caps. Yeah. If you go all caps, you might feel better.
I can't believe it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Hot.
When you're not, you're
Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Our buddy Steve Hawk is here for Hawk Topics. Steve, what would you want a robot to do if you owned like a robot?
If I owned a robot? Some of the chores, I think, around the place.
You wouldn't do a chef? You wouldn't do, you'd do a cleaning robot?
Yep.
Okay.
I think, yeah, for sure, because I like the way my wife cooks.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I don't want to mess with that.
And she cooks relatively frequently?
She cooks very frequently, okay, and she does it well. And then when I compliment her, it makes life better.
Okay.
So I don't want a robot to take that job.
I say, you're a genius, man. The man knows. When you know, you know.
Yeah, but if I could take a robot to do the cleaning for her,
yeah,
I think I'm winning all the way.
So there's a robot this morning. We saw a robot across the street here at the One Spokane Stadium, and it's painting the lines. The robot is painting the lines.
Nice.
It like just zips around and paints the lines, does the numbers for soccer and for football.
Is it wearing anything like the Jetsons?
No, it's more of a Roomba style.
Okay.
So it's kind of, or like one, it looks a lot like, you've seen the robot lawnmower? Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so it looks a lot like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's painting the lines, which I, pretty cool looking. There's a video of it up on our Facebook page right now, and so that's what made me think, gosh, I want a robot to do something.
Yeah, that'd be really cool if they could just redesign that. And make it like the Jetsons maid.
Yeah.
You know, wearing the maid outfit. Just zooming back
just
and forth.
Zipping around, yeah.
Painting lines. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So I would do the cleaning thing too. I know, yeah, a lot of people are like, although the cooking thing.
The cooking's fun though. I enjoy cooking when I do it. She does.
Yeah. That makes a big difference. If you don't like cooking or preparing meals, mm-hmm, I could see how that would be like extremely, or if you had like a really restrictive diet, or you wanted, right, to start, yes, a restrictive diet. If you wanted to start like, oh, let's eat better, you know, they cook only whatever, healthy
green
meals.
Beans. Yeah, I don't know why I would trust it as much. Oh, go prepare my meal, robot.
Yeah, right.
Or go like clean the toilet, robot. Yeah, I'm cool with the second.
Robot's not going to kill you, yeah, if it's just cleaning,
yeah,
toilets.
Yeah, right.
Have you ever, like you're sleeping and then you think, oh, there's something on my face, or like there's a bug on your face or something?
All the time.
Yeah. Or like,
it doesn't even have to be on my face.
You just wake up thinking that there's something. Are you dreaming, or is there like your hair has tickled you or
I
something?
I think that I'm just getting old.
Okay.
And my body is saying, you know what I'm going to do to you? I'm just going to play around. You're walking around thinking nothing's going on. I'm going to make it feel like there's spiders on your leg right now.
Oh, dude, that's terrible.
12 of them. Just running around on your leg. And I'll look down like, oh my God, it feels like there's spiders. There's nothing
there. There's nothing
there.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to kill a spider like in the bedroom or something, or it's on the ceiling and you go and you miss it and then it disappears, like it falls and you go, oh God, where is that?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever done the thing where you're sleeping and like a cockroach crawls up your nose and gets stuck in your throat?
That happened to me this morning.
Yeah.
Nobody said.
Yeah.
No, but
and then you had bad breath for 3 days?
Happened to a guy. Steve told the story on the air, and I wanted to go in there and strangle him for telling that story because I'll never sleep again now.
I think that I have had a spider do that. Or no, I've dreamt of it.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of cockroaches at my place.
That's a good thing.
But I do have a lot of spiders.
Okay.
I know because of my dry mouth and my snoring that I sometimes sleep with my mouth open.
Right.
Now, I also know that there are spiders in our house because we've all been bitten.
Correct.
And so when that spider is rolling up on my face and I don't feel it,
does
it just go like, does it stop at my mouth, or does it just go, I'll go down this dip across the tongue, up the other side,
across your
teeth, and bow. There,
I'm sorry I asked.
He just comes in and out. Mm. And I don't know the difference. I'm
breakfast time. Who's ready for some breakfast?
I hope I don't get bit.
Speaking of food, if you enjoy fair food?
I love fair food. I haven't been down there yet.
No, but you do like fair food.
Oh, gosh.
So if you have, we were emailed earlier today, if you had to choose one, and it's the only fair food you get for life, all the rest of the fair food goes away forever. You only get one. Very hard decision.
I don't think so.
Well, oh, really?
What I don't think so.
What are you taking?
Corn dog.
God, I love you, man. Corn dog's great.
You know, I thought about the
big turkey. Are you talking the foot-long corn dog?
Well, the bigger the better.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Because sometimes I've had the foot-long. I mean, I like the foot-long corn dog only because, I don't know, I don't get those every day.
Correct.
But I've had them where I'm like, I don't know, man. Sometimes the batter-to-dog ratio is a little off.
I'm completely with you. But if I have to just choose one.
Batter-to-dog ratio.
And I don't know if I have to go between normal size and the foot-long. Being the foodie that I am,
yeah,
I'm probably going foot long just because it's bigger and it sounds bigger.
Exactly.
And it might taste poorly, but that's what mustard's for.
Right. So, so true.
I think that I would do that. I mean, there's so many things I like at the fair. So many different things.
Yeah.
But if I have to choose one and that's all I get for the rest of time.
Yeah.
Corn dog.
I mean, it's hard to argue. Steve said, you know, you can get corn dogs all the time because, of course, he has freezer corn dog.
Sure. Well,
and
we all do.
And but a lot of people are were texting in immediately after that. Freezer corn dog, fair corn dog, not the same.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Not even close.
No.
I mean, the one in the fridge, just the batter alone, it's not deep fat fried.
No. And then what do you? How do you cook it? Even
I mean, you gotta oven that thing.
You have to oven it just to get a little bit of crisp.
Yeah.
But if you microwave it, yeah, it's just soggy.
No, that's not the same.
Wet.
Well, you could put it over a fire like a s'more.
Well, that's fun. I'll get right out and do that. That's super convenient. Jeez. I'd rather just go to the fair.
You know, Steve's over there with a fire in his apartment. He's sitting out in the common area to the fire. What are you doing? I'm roasting a corn dog like all good people.
You and I, Jay, have talked about scheduling vacations back to Minnesota around their state fair.
And I've done it once.
And one of the things at their fair is just the food. I mean, deep fried everything. And I love it. I'm down with all of it.
And the fair is so gigantic. I mean, you just can't even imagine because it's done amazingly. Right, like blocks and blocks and blocks of area and every kind of food you could imagine.
And a lot of food.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of fun and huge concerts and everything else. But yeah, we've actually talked about going back again because it was so fun last time.
So fair food, definitely. Love it.
All right.
Okay.
And then I don't know if you heard, but got any plans to be down here in our area tomorrow night? Because you should change your plans.
I think I do now.
No, you should change your plans and not be down here.
Oh, I was thinking, nope, I'm going to stay away.
Public service announcement. There are three events. High school soccer across the street at the One Spokane Stadium.
Cool. Who's playing?
Uh-huh. And then there's a concert at the podium.
Ooh, who's playing?
Uh-huh. And then there's a concert at the arena.
Oh, marvelous. Who's playing?
Who is it, Steve?
I think it's Def Leppard.
I think it is.
Oh, that's right. Def Leppard's tomorrow night.
So there's three events. I mean, here's what I would suggest if you're going to any one of those events tomorrow night, you know, right downtown, right down here by off of Boone, which, by the way, is under construction.
Yeah,
has
the whole
one
thing
lane.
Is shut down. So that's super convenient.
I mean, I would just leave now.
Yeah. We haven't been able to get into our own building conveniently for a month.
No, it's like the construction. I mean, it's a real thing.
It's
like
a real thing.
If you're going to any of those events.
Absolutely.
I mean, give yourself an extra, 45 minutes at this point? Because there's no parking anywhere.
There's no parking anywhere.
Yeah.
And then the lots are just going to be jammed because nobody can figure out how to get to this area of town.
Right. Totally. It's going to be crazy. So just a little PSA for you there.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, you're
Enjoy.
Welcome.
Enjoy.
Have a great time at all those events.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. Always love it.
I appreciate it. All right. Have a good day, buddy.
See ya.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Water softener started beeping last night, and I was upstairs. I'm like, I said to my wife, can you hear that? She says, what is it? Can you hear it? No, not really. Water heater. Or water softener, I should say. Not heater.
Just beeping.
Just beeping.
Kevin James.
Like, for the love of beep. That sounded bad.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yes, it did. He's not here, but he's still here.
Kevin's clip of the day.
Yeah, we still have a clip of the day without Kevin, and we are.
Yes, absolutely. Jay, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is there maybe a word or words that you could say to your significant other that would upset her, drive her crazy, something like that? Make her mad?
Boy. Can't think of one off time. I mean, obviously, I could say something terrible. I mean, that would probably
do it.
But I can't really think of a particular word that she just hates. You know, just like, oh gosh, I hate that word.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, she's just so in love with me that it just doesn't really
right. I mean, it's hard not to love.
I mean,
right?
You know.
Let's
I mean,
be real.
Come on, man.
Yeah, 30 years of bliss.
Oh right? Yeah, it's all every day.
Yeah. So I guess there's this trend going around because I've seen a couple of these videos.
Okay.
But, still funny. No matter who does it. And it's basically, in this particular one, the wife is asking her husband to say something to upset her.
Okay.
So
wow.
Here is the interaction between, and there's a reason behind it too. You'll hear why. Here's their little interaction.
If you can make me mad using one word, I'll do whatever you want.
You're ugly.
I said to use one word.
Yeah. Okay. Ugly.
not working. Ugly's not even a, that's not going to be a word that gets me upset. You have any other words that might get me upset?
What?
Do you have any other words that might get me upset? Like one word to get me upset.
What?
Okay, that's
Do you have a word that you think will make me upset? That way I can do whatever you want because that would be exciting for you.
Mm-hmm. What?
I think I'm making myself very clear. I don't think I'm not speaking English well for what? You to understand.
Yeah. What?
What?
Right. Yeah, that's probably it. It's a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those videos floating around. That was the one that I enjoyed the most.
Though. Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the one word. Huh? What? Huh?
So you would agree with that,
though? I would say that that's a pretty good one, especially if you're not playing that game, then what is definitely the word?
Okay.
Like if you're having a conversation, and let's just say that, I don't know, this probably never happens, but you're in the kitchen, one of you is sitting at the table, one of you might be preparing some sort of meal or something and telling you about something that happened during the day, and they're like excited about it or, you know, somewhat upset about it, and they're like, so-and-so, and then they said this, and I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? And you go, what?
Yeah, like at a kindergarten class or something, and, you know.
Yeah. Or someone would be telling you that, like, later in the day, and you'd be like, yeah, what? And so, that could be the word.
So if you were to make a list, that would be number one on the list?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's other phrases in there, you know, what'd you say?
Uh-huh.
What? I don't know. Huh?
Okay. Yeah,
I didn't hear you. Or better yet is if you are attempting to pay attention.
Okay. And, what does that mean?
And you, let's say, you know, you were told, well, we can't do such and such on Thursday because we have an appointment with so and so.
Okay. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yep. And then the conversation goes on, and let's say 2 minutes later, you go, well, why don't we just do that Thursday?
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
What?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Welcome to the Kevin James Profile. Here's how Kevin describes himself.
Kevin James.
Aromatic. Very distinct. Leathery, rich, slightly fruity, in a non-traditional sense. Pairs well with whiskey.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we're going to give you a chance to qualify for the Seahawks versus Niners game that's coming up on October 10th. It's a Thursday night football game in Seattle, and we'll give you a chance to qualify here in just a second. We haven't had a chance to do that yet today, so we got to take care of that business.
Business.
Chance to qualify for that business. Other things we didn't get to today, I enjoyed the article that came out today. It supposedly is fake. At least that's what the media company is now saying, that this is fake. It was never a thing. And we're investigating how this could unlawful and injurious forgery of documents could have ever leaked out to the rest of the media. Oh. It's Travis Kelce's, rep firm.
Okay.
Apparently this document, here's the title of it, that somehow, quote unquote, leaked. And who knows whether it's fake or not. It's probably fake. Comprehensive media plan for Travis Kelce's relations following breakup with Taylor Swift. It's like they're saying that his rep firm has a backup plan just in case how they'll handle it. Which, again, if you're a rep firm, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Your job is to handle his reputation. Mm. So wouldn't you have a comprehensive media plan for that in case it happened?
They probably do.
Feels like that's part of your job. Now they're all mad saying, we didn't do that. We would never do that. We're not wishing it. Well, you're not wishing it. You're just preparing just in case, man. I mean, you don't wish for a hurricane, but you prepare for that.
That's a good point.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Also, I also forgot to mention this earlier. One of the most annoying things, because I thought of this, I thought of you, actually, because...
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
One of the most annoying things that you thought of me?
I'll get there.
Okay.
When you have eventually, you've gotten better at it, but you used to say very nice a lot, which wasn't really annoying. It was just fun. And it's also, you're saying very nice, which is a nice thing to say. But when people have a catchphrase, some of them are more annoying than others. Like the one that was on The Bachelorette with the guy that kept saying this.
I'm always going to keep the main thing the main thing.
Yo, let's keep the main thing the main thing. We've said it a million times.
I'm always going to keep the main thing the main thing. At the end of the day, it's going to be a test to see who can keep the main thing the main thing.
Yeah. He just kept saying it over and over again. And it's like one of the most annoying sayings. And it gets more annoying the more you hear it. So
the main thing, the main thing. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, I just keep the main thing the main thing.
Huh.
Steve, just keep the main thing the main thing.
All right, I am mad.
Stop.
Final thoughts.
Stop worrying about all the peripheral stuff. Keep the main thing, which I hope I never, ever say because that's annoying. I'd rather say very nice.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I like how you have that easily available.
Oh, man,
to
it's in the holster.
It's in the holster.
It's ready to go, man.
Oh, baby.
Final thought, you can kick it off.
Jay, I wonder... Since we are doing the show, or we did the show, I guess.
Yes, we did. We did do the show, in case you were forgetting.
Without Mr. Kevin James today.
Right.
I'm wondering, do we have a thing? Because, okay, here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
When you were gone.
Right.
And this may never happen again because you can't trust us and blah, blah, blah.
Correct.
Kevin and I have a thing where we play Friends in Low Places.
Oh, jeez.
Or at least it was the last time. I don't know if it will continue on.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder, do we have a thing when he's gone? Like, what's our thing?
Yeah, not that. We just keep the main thing the main thing.
Oh.
I mean, you kind of walked right in.
I did.
I don't know, Steve, sure is there did. A song you would like to play only when Kevin's gone?
I mean, something he really likes.
See, the difference being, of course, is he feels like, you know... It started long years ago, and they kept thinking they were getting away with something because, you know, quote unquote, the boss is gone. So we're getting away with something. With me being here, it's not like we're getting away with anything.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you pick a song, and then if you find a song or figure a song out or, you know, ask for help with it.
It doesn't need to be a song. It can
be something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see.
Like maybe a game or...
Give out Kevin's phone number every hour.
Yeah, something like that. Something fun and easy and, you know, nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, that might be fun, just giving out his phone number every hour on the hour or something.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
509-994.
Final thoughts.
50.
So is that going to be the thing?
I think that's the thing, yeah.
Okay.
We'll keep that the main thing.
Main thing's the main thing.
Yeah, man. Earl Anthony, final answer. Best Pro Bowler of all time.
Oh, we're still on that.
Well, just, you know.
Get your fantasy team ready, Jay.
Yeah, oh man. I mean, kick off of football season. Steve went with bowling for Beat the Show today. And it was like, yeah, the NFL season is here, man. Get your fantasy bowling team lined up. Get your lineups ready to go.
Very important.
Very.
Very important.
That important. When I landed in Spokane on Sunday night, I didn't land. Well, I technically did. I was on the plane. And there was a flight crew from Dallas-Fort Worth, or at least that's where we originated our American side of the flight from. I don't know if the flight crew was from DFW or they were, you know, making their own connection.
Sure.
Either way, we started in Dallas and we came in here. And you know how when they land, they always say the same thing? The current local time in blah, blah city is.
Yes.
So we land and the lady goes, the current local time in Spokane is 8:42. And I was like, whoa. And as soon as she said Spokane, as that was her word for Spokane, the whole plane goes, Spokane. Like, what was that?
The whole plane, huh?
Yeah, it was like everybody said it out loud. You couldn't help it. You couldn't help but say it out loud. It just happened. Oh. I mean, when someone mispronounces it that bad, I mean, I've heard Spokane a billion times.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never heard Spokane.
Never. That's the first time?
That's the first time. So congrats to her. And
first time for everybody.
It was very nice. I just thought it was hilarious when everybody's like, Spokane. 8:34 and Spokane. Maybe unspoken.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Got to go. Trying to catch Steve before we get to the studio. Hi, Steve. Gotcha. Poor Steve was had to run into the other room.
Oh, man. I kind of skipped.
Yeah. I didn't know about that. Well, that's the show. Got to go on the way out the door, though. Let's do this. Let's give away some more truck and tractor pull tickets. This is for next Friday night at the Spokane County Interstate Fair. You get admission to the fair, and then we get you into the truck and tractor pull. That's next Friday. So if you want to go, 509-441-0999, and we'll get you all set up. All right, man. Anything else?
Just ready for all sorts of goodies.
Ready for the Friday show next week?
Next week? Yeah, I'm not ready for tomorrow. That's
for sure. Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I was just checking. I like to really plan ahead, Steve.
You can never be ready for them. Right?
No, that's true. It is what it is.
Yeah. Are they all back?
Trying to keep the main thing the main thing. What?
Are they? That's right, Jay. Are they all back?
I believe tomorrow? Everyone will be here pending Kevin Eugene.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yeah.
Because we don't know. I mean, he wasn't feeling that good today. So hopefully if he's feeling better tomorrow, then we pinky promise we'll be here.
Yes. Do you pinky swear as well?
No.
We are so glad you came.
Absolutely
bye-bye.
Not.
Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.
You can't be expected to do both of those, Steve.
Thank you.